Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kol, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini, features prominently the tragic deaths of Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu died when they brought an unauthorized incense offering into the Mishkan, into the newly inaugurated tabernacle, and because they were not instructed to do so, and they did so anyways, Hashem sent two bolts of fire, which entered them and killed them. Now, the Torah continues that Moshe told Aaron that through the deaths of these two great individuals, there was a tremendous sanctification of Hashem's name, what's called a Kiddush Hashem. And Moshe tells Aaron that he and the remaining two sons, Elazar and Isamar, need to continue performing their work in the Mishkan, and they should not mourn the deaths of their two family members. Rather, the Jewish people instead would mourn. But Aaron and his two sons are not to mourn their deaths. Rashi expands on this idea of this sanctification of Hashem's name that occurred through their deaths, and Rashi explains that when Hashem meets out judgment upon those who are close to Him, His name is sanctified. What's the idea behind this? The idea is that it's easy to think that if someone commits an egregious, terrible crime, if someone murders someone else or commits adultery or steals or other terrible, heinous crimes, so then Hashem meets out judgment. However, when there's a very subtle wrongdoing, something which it doesn't seem to be a big deal, one can say that, okay, it's not a big deal, Hashem doesn't really care so much, and you can kind of get away with it. But that in of itself is a desecration of Hashem's name, because it gives the impression that Hashem is not really particular about everything that He instructs us to do. We can compare it to a parent who gives a child instructions and rules in the household, and when the child disobeys the very important rules, don't take all the cookies from the cookie jar, and the child goes ahead and does it. Don't burn down the house. The child burns down the house and gets in trouble. So there, the parent is in charge and is taking care of things. But when there's a more subtle breaking of the rules, and the parent kind of it doesn't do anything, so it does question the parent's authority. Now, I'm not getting involved in parenting lessons. There are times when a parent should look the other way and turn a blind eye. But in the context of a parent's authority, of seeing what is going on and of being in charge of everything, including the more nuanced or more subtle rule breakings, it does put the parent's authority into question. And on a broader scale, when a person can do something even in a very subtle, minor sense, do something wrong and nothing happens, so then that creates a desecration of Hashem's name, because it's not 100% clear to us that Hashem is truly and firmly 1000% in control by the fact that these minor transgressions seem to not be punished and taken care of. And so when Nadav and Avihu, for the seemingly minor crime of bringing an unauthorized incense offering, and they had all the right intentions, all the right reasons, but it wasn't called for, they weren't supposed to go in without permission, because they did that, when Hashem meted out justice, that created an enormous sanctification of Hashem's name. Within this sanctification is the announcement of the greatness of Nadav and Avihu. The very fact that Hashem chose this moment during the joyous process of the inauguration of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle to show that He is in charge of every single element of creation, and that Hashem puts rules and that He expects them to be obeyed, and that nothing gets past Hashem, and Hashem is firmly 1000% in control, itself is a testament and a testimony to the greatness of Nadav and Avihu. Now, normally, when a person passes away, there is a tremendous sense of loss and of tragedy, because life is sacred, and life is sacrosanct, and when a person passes away, there's a terrible loss and a desecration of Hashem's name in a certain sense because of the life that Hashem put into this world, which is now no longer here. However, in this case, because Nadav and Avihu, through their deaths, number one, became a vehicle for an enormous sanctification of Hashem's name, and number two, this also was a testimony to the very, very high level that they lived at, so much so that Moshe told Aaron that in a certain sense they were, Nadav and Avihu were greater than he and his brother were. That's what Moshe told Aaron, that Nadav and Avihu were greater than they, because Hashem chose Nadav and Avihu as the vehicle for sanctification of His name during this time of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and not Moshe and Aaron themselves. So this, said Moshe, shows that in a certain sense they are greater than we are. And so through their deaths, became an enormous triumph, an enormous sanctification of Hashem's name, and that is at least one aspect of why Aaron and his sons were not to mourn, because the mourning is to mourn the loss and to understand what a tragedy has taken place. And while this was a tragedy and the Jewish people mourned, insofar as Aaron and his sons went, this tragedy of the death of Nadab and Avihu was at the same time simultaneously also a very great testament to the greatness of these people, and through their deaths they achieved the greatest level possible of an enormous sanctification of Hashem's name. And therefore, for that reason, it wasn't fully appropriate to mourn, and therefore they were told to just continue with their work in the Mishkan. And now the Mishkan itself was that much holier and that much greater because of the sanctification that Nadab and Avihu had brought out. Now, we don't need to give our lives in order to sanctify Hashem's name, although there are cases where one is supposed to, but in Judaism, even though we have cases where one has to give up one's life to sanctify Hashem's name, the stress we put is to sanctify Hashem's name through our lives, and to live a life that shows Hashem's greatness in every aspect of our lives. The greater we can observe the mitzvahs and observe the rules that Hashem puts for us in living our lives, the more we sanctify Hashem's name. And so that's something to think about as we move forward in our lives. How can I show that Hashem is the creator of the world, and He is running the world, and He is in control of the world through the actions that I do in my life? I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.